Coming up, a gaming pad for smartphones, the return of the jawbone up, a couple of really light laptops, and eyeglasses you prescribe for yourself. It's time to watch before you buy.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Before You Buy is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. Before You Buy is brought to you by Stamps.com. Use Stamps.com to buy and print real U.S. postage the instant you need it, right from your desk. For our special Before You Buy offer, go to Stamps.com, click the microphone, and enter Before You Buy. And by Squarespace, the fast and easy way to create a high-quality website, blog, or online portfolio. For a free trial and 10% off your first purchase on new accounts, go to squarespace.com and use the offer code BEFOREYOUBUY12. And they recently launched a developer platform for complete code control.
Welcome to Before You Buy, our product review show in which we get all the people in the studio together and show them all the different products and let them choose what they want to review. And we've got a bunch of reviews for you, some really interesting stuff today. But we're going to start once again with our own technical director. He's actually doing the show right now, so I don't want to interrupt him. Brian Burnett is here. And what did you review?
I did a little gamepad that you connect to your smartphone, Bluetooth.
Wow, that's cool. Let's take a look. Press that button right there.
This one?
Yeah.
So you want to play games on your cell phone and your tablet, but you're sick of using the touch interface. The solution, Moga Game Controller. It uses Bluetooth to connect to your phone or tablet, and it's pretty simple to use. If you're familiar with an Xbox or PlayStation controller, this is pretty much a scaled-down size of that. Trigger buttons on the back, left and right. You've got two analog joysticks, and you've got X, Y, A, B buttons. So underneath, you've got a kind of textured back, which is good for grip, and two AAA batteries power the Moga device. It lasts for 15 hours. Your cell phone battery will run out before the Moga controller does. It's got a little hook mechanism here that you can slide your phone into, and it holsters. It's got two little rubber pads to hold it together, and it works pretty well. So Moga does provide pivot software that helps you link your controller to your phone. It kind of works like a little app store that has available games that are already mapped for the Moga controller. But that doesn't mean you can't use your favorite ROM emulator on your phone either. They do provide a universal mapping software that you can download. And what that allows you to do is if you use, say, your favorite emulator, one of mine is SNES Droid, you can play all your games using this controller for that. So the first pro would be the design. It's slim, it's got the rubberized back, it feels good in the hand when you're playing games. Another pro would be the Bluetooth. It's simple to connect to your phone or tablet. And the third pro would be battery life, up to 15 hours and two AAA batteries. As for the cons, the only con I could really think of is, depending on what phone you may be using with this controller, it could interfere with some of the buttons on your phone. Now, I've been using the Galaxy S3 as my tester phone with this. It works great. My only problem is the volume rocker slightly touches where it mounts to the pivot point. So, kind of an issue trying to mess with the volume while you're playing, but overall, not a big deal. So, is the Moga a buy, try, or don't buy? If you have an Android phone and you like to play games on it, this is a definite buy. There's a lot of really good-looking games that play on smartphones, and if you don't mind the battery life draining super quickly, these are really powerful portable gaming devices now, and the Moga really helps take advantage of that. So if you like to play games on your smartphone and you're tired of using the touchscreen to do it, this is a good alternative, and definitely something I would recommend if you like playing old games with ROMs on your smartphone.
That's cool. That was Sonic CD for Android.
That's right, yeah.
Because I love Sonic. So we thought, now you were doing it with an S3, but this is a Galaxy Note, which is the biggest Android phone out there, and it fits. It's got a slider, so it'll fit a variety of sizes. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I like that.
It works really well.
Bluetooth and... you just fold it up, and there you go. Put it in your pocket.
Pack it away.
I'm getting that. I really like that. That's really, really cool. Thank you, Brian. Brian Burnett, our our technical director for the show. You know, it's almost a year ago now, Jawbone released the Up. Remember this? This was the kind of the wristband that acted as a pedometer. I thought this was the coolest thing in the world. I bought one, $99. A lot of people did. Funny thing happened. They all broke. Jawbone had some problem at the factory and actually just recalled them all, paid everybody back, and said, that's it. We're not making them anymore. Fast forward a few months, and the Jawbone Up is back. Let's walk on over to one of the biggest fans of the original Jawbone Up, Liz Romero, Lizard77 in our chat room, and, of course, our sales assistant here at Twit. Hi, Liz.
Hi, how you doing?
So you were sad, I bet. Did yours ever break?
I really did cry.
Yeah.
I went to Chicago. It was great. I was going to do the review. I came back, and it just died a terrible death.
Yours did, yeah.
Yeah. I cried for a month. It was just like Twilight movie. I thought I'd been dumped by AdWord. It was terrible.
So what happened? Jawbone gave you your money back, right?
Well, I was one of the few people, instead of just doing a full refund, I actually got more credit back and got a Jambox speaker.
Nice.
It worked fine for me. Nice. I love my Jambox. Yeah. So.
In fact, even people whose didn't die, they refunded the money. They were so embarrassed by this.
Yeah.
But they've come back, and now they have the Up. Now, we just looked at it, and it's pretty much the same form factor is the original.
Mine's a medium. I think yours is a large.
Yeah, otherwise they'd be the same. You said that the one improvement is that this clip goes on a little bit better.
Yeah, it's a little more snug.
Yeah. Well, I think, did you record a review?
No, we're doing this live, buddy.
Well, let's
we're
try it. Okay, now I want you to do some jumping. No, no.
Okay, yeah. No,
so what is
I
this?
I don't have my ball here, so.
What does this do?
Okay, so this, which I love the best, is that it tracks not only my movement, it tracks what I eat along with when I'm sleeping.
So that's one thing that's different from, say, a Fitbit, which doesn't track.
Or a Fuel Band.
Or the Fuel Band.
Yeah.
This you wear at night. Actually, you can do that with a Fitbit. And it'll track your motion at night.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a little vibrator in it, right? That wakes you up.
It wakes you up to make sure when you're in a light sleep, that's when it'll wake you up.
That's kind of nice because, it waits until you're not in the deepest sleep, so it's not you're not really groggy. But also, it's kind of silent. I mean, only you hear it. So if there's somebody in bed with you,
you don't have to be that person where you're just like, you keep hitting snooze or keep waking them up for no reason. And it's just simple where you just have to hold this down, and then it just does a little moon thing. That's it.
So you hold it down, that puts it in night mode.
That puts it in night mode. You can also put it in activity mode if you're going to be, you know, going on a treadmill, going on a walk or a hike, and you want it just to see how active you were during that time.
Right.
You just kind of do want to click and then hold it down, and that will go to a flower, and that will show that you're going to be doing an
activity. That's activity mode.
Yeah, just if you want to just track how much, you know, everything you did during
in your workout.
And you just want to see just that area.
So you have normal mode, workout mode, and night mode. There's three different modes for the band. Mm-hmm. Now, this is battery powered. You charge it. It has this, this used to have a USB charger. Still does.
Same exact one.
So that's the same thing. You plug this in the USB port. Charges pretty quick in an hour or two.
It charges really quick.
How long does it last?
This came fully charged and lasted me exactly 8 days, just like it said. It did not lie.
Well, that's a long time.
Yeah.
So you charge it up. You connect it up to USB. And now you can use this with your iPhone. Here's the iPhone interface. And this says how long it's been going.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can get it in the light there. So you know how much more is on the battery. What else does the iPhone tell you?
Well, this, all I have to do is just plug it in. The nice thing is it will automatically sync.
Okay, so now that's a little disappointing because one of the things I liked about the Jawbone, I mean the Fuel Band and the Fitbit is
it's wireless
syncing. In this case, you have to connect it to the audio port of the iPhone, and it sees it and syncs up.
But it tells me how much more battery I have, what exactly I added. I'm one of those people where I liked this because I'm so active. The only time I'm not active is when I'm in the car.
Right.
So I like being able to do this instant gratification of waking up, see what my sleep is like, instead of just having a wireless thing at work where I have to have it at home and it's not in both places. This is always with me to update. I don't have to be at home where the wireless, you know, connectors to update, or it's at work and I'm not there. So this I like.
So I can scroll through different days.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, the purple is what?
That is my sleep.
That's 89% sleep. That's good out of a
and
score of 100.
And you can click on it and it will tell you exactly how many times you wake up.
When you were moving.
When you were in a deep sleep. You know, and it gives you those little tips of, hey, you're in the top 50% of, you know, amount of sleep.
Right.
And I'm a little bit of an active person at work. I don't know if you know, but I sometimes
bounce
the ball. You're
bouncing, so you got 90% activity on work. That's fantastic.
Well, yeah, it's about over 10,000 steps a day.
That's what you want, right? You want 10,000 steps a day. Yeah. That's the kind of the nominal.
And then
what's the green one? Here.
Well, why don't we do this? Yesterday, Mary Jo was in town, so we actually went out.
Mary Jo Foley of Windows Weekly.
Wow. So we tracked all our beer. That was a lot of calories.
Now, that you have to do manually. You have to enter that into the
iPhone. It's a lot more of a better interface now,
right,
where you actually can click on drinks, and it will do, you know, if it's a IPA, it's this coming carbs.
You know, so it knows a lot about that.
And it uses Foursquare if you want to check in those
places. And I see you
can
even take pictures and check in. So it's kind of like Path or something like that, or a Facebook where it's keeping track of what you did, but in particular for your fitness purposes. So it shows exercise, sleep, and carbs and calories consumed. That's pretty good.
Yeah. And this one actually, it has a new feature where you can use a barcode. This, I actually just scanned the barcode on the can, and it automatically came up
for me.
So
if you eat a lot of packaged food, that's that's really...
TV dinners. I'm going to be on a TV dinner person for this.
You don't have to enter any data at all into this.
Exactly.
So anything else you want to tell us about the Up? This is definitely improved.
Definitely improved.
And it hasn't failed on you yet.
Hasn't failed yet. So far, I love it because with the pricing, it's very, very comparable to everything else.
$99?
It's $129.
They've raised the price a little bit. $129.
Yeah.
Software is free.
Software is free.
iPhone only.
iPhone only, which is a con.
Does it work on the iPad in iPad mode? Probably does.
Yes.
But in iPhone mode.
Yes, but I've only connected it to this guy check. Right. But I'm a huge fan. I can't say buy it because I haven't seen if it's going to last me long enough.
Yeah, if it lasts.
If it lasts, buy it.
This
right
is
now
a definite
it's a
buy. Well, let's assume that it's going to last and give everybody a buy rating. Pros and cons.
So the pros... Design, I love it. I think this is definitely the most beautiful app for any fitness tractor.
This is much improved. Yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful. And not to mention now that it actually has data to compare your food and you can track your mood to see how everything correlates with maybe your sleep. You didn't sleep well. It's like, I felt bad. You know,
Leo, you do want to know that. You want to know if I didn't sleep well, was that because I had a lot of coffee or a lot of beer?
Yeah. Well, this one thing I can do is like, let me show you how I'm doing right now since I'm
today.
Right now, I'm feeling a little woo. I'm feeling amazing.
Oh, you got
amazing.
A little slider.
No,
you
I'm
show
feeling
your...
bad. I'm dragging. No, I'm amazing because I'm doing BYB.
I'm amazing. Well, no wonder you get 87% sleep. You got 90% of your fitness goals. You're doing really good.
Good.
Liz Romero, any cons so far?
Just, I wish they would have it for Android.
Yeah.
They do.
It would be nice.
It would be nice.
You're not an iPhone user. That's why.
Well, I'm an iPhone user. I did have the Android for a while. Yeah. You know, but I...
Another reason to stick with the iPhone, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Jawbone Up, $129. Yep. It's available on their website. I imagine you can get it other places as well. And I think we shouldn't qualify it. Let's just give it a buy.
Okay.
If it fails, we'll let you know.
Okay. Update. Roger.
Just because they said there was a problem with the factory, there's a problem with one of the components, and
they
respect what they did because I've never seen a company do this. They refunded everybody, even those with working jawbones, and said, we're really sorry, and we're not going to make it until we can fix it. And so they have fixed it, I think. And I'm going
to
trust them. They're a good company. Wow, that's great. The Jawbone Up 2.0.
Do
they change the name? Do they do anything?
Nope.
What about me? I never. I still have a working jawbone. What can I use this with that?
Why not?
I wonder. I should try
it. The app is updated. It's beautiful.
I guess it's not any different.
Well, it's just not as this is supposed. It's supposed to be a lot more durable.
Well, we'll see. Mine never died. Liz Romero is one of our sales associates, and great to have you. She is pretty much in charge of sales here, along with.
I do what Lisa tells me.
Lisa Kensel. Thank you. Thank you, Liz. We're going to walk over, take a look at two little bitty laptops in just a second. And I have something really wild. Actually, I have two little throwaway items. One is a pair of eyeglasses you adjust to your prescription. But before we do that, let's talk about not going to the post office anymore. You want to know what the pros do? If you do a lot of mailing, you got to know about stamps.com. Stamps.com means that you can print your own U.S. postage from your computer and your printer. You don't need any special inks. You don't need a postage meter. You just need stamps.com. It'll make you a mailing professional. This is what the pros use. You can send an email out to your recipients letting them know that the package is on its way. It prints right onto envelopes. It takes data from your own address book, including QuickBooks. If you're at Amazon or eBay seller, Etsy or PayPal, it'll take the data from there and put it on the mailing label. You plop it on that USB scale. You always have exactly the right postage, super pro looking, and great if you do a lot of mailing because you never have to go to the post office. Not just to not buy stamps, but even for international mail. And the mail carrier comes and gets the package, so you don't have to bring the packages to the post office. It's all handled for you. Stamps.com is really the pro way to mail, and I want you to try it right now. If you do a lot of mailing, this is a great deal for you. Now, see that $80 bonus offer at Stamps.com? Please do not do that. I know I never tell you that, but don't do that. Do the one we've got. Click that radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Enter the offer code before you buy, all one word. And you're going to get that $80 value. It's going to turn into $110 bonus value, including $55 in postage to be used over a period of months. You also have the USB scale. You also have a four-week trial and a supply kit as well. And by the way, you can cancel and have that in the first month, pay nothing, and still get to keep that scale. So that's a good deal. Stamps.com. The offer code is before you buy. Really, if you do any mailing at all, you got to try Stamps.com. All right, I'm going to walk on over to the TNT set. Jason Howell's working late today. Hey, Jason.
Hey,
All About Android coming up. Just a little bit. He's the host of All About Android. And say hello to our show's producer, Shannon
hello.
Moore.
Hello, Shannon.
And to Chad Johnson, who produces all the other shows.
Hey, how's it going?
Between the two of you, I got No, there's a few other shows.
The whole production team is here.
Who's holding down the fort? So you both have laptops. Who should go first, Shannon? You want to start?
Me.
Ladies first.
I'll go first. So this is the Acer Timeline U, Acer Aspire Timeline U, and it's about $779 online right now. And it's an ultrabook, even though it's a little bit larger than something that I would imagine to
big.
Be
does yeah. it have an optical drive?
It does. Yes, it does.
So that right there takes it into a different class.
It has a DVD yeah. drive right there on okay. the side. So for some reason, they class it as an ultrabook, but it's about 4 pounds.
Not bad.
So, yeah, it's not too bad.
And it's still pretty thin looking.
It's very thin. Yeah. It's
like
less
that.
Than an inch.
Wow.
So really, really, really
and
small.
And it looks like aluminum construction. It's not. That's not plastic, is it?
Or
is it? Maybe it is.
I think it is plastic.
It looks like
just
brushed aluminum. Yeah.
It looks like brushed aluminum, okay. but at the price point, I don't think you're going to get a nice, sturdy aluminum one for it.
700.
But it is a pretty decently sturdy one. It's about $780.
$780, that's
yeah,
nice.
So I did buy this personally. I bought it for somebody else. If I was buying this for myself, I wouldn't because of that 4 pounds.
Right.
You
want something
traveling, lighter. Yeah, as much traveling as I do, I want something that's actually about like 2 pounds.
What are the specs on the 7.4, the bundle you bought, the 789?
Yeah, it's got really, really good specs. It's an i5 processor on the mm-hmm. inside. So yay, Sandy Bridge. Everybody loves the Sandy Bridge. And it's got an
Not Ivy Bridge, Sandy Bridge.
Yes.
Okay, that's a little, i5. That's the older one. That's okay. No, that's good. It's good to know.
Yeah,
that's,
it's the older one.
Yeah, okay.
And it's got Windows 7 that comes with
not
it. So
Windows
not
8.
Windows 8. It's mm-hmm. a little bit older. And it also has an NVIDIA GeForce GT640M and 1 gig of dedicated memory for video.
That's a decent video card, especially
yeah,
at that price.
It's a very decent video card, especially yeah. for this price point.
Be a good gaming machine.
Only 4 gigs of RAM, though. So I really think they could have upgraded to like 8 gigs of RAM and been okay.
Right.
But, you know, if you're just using this as a desktop replacement, I think that's just perfectly fine. It also has 500 gigs of hard disk drive space, and it also comes with a 20 gig solid state drive.
Two drives.
Yeah.
So it boots fast.
Yes, it boots fast, and you also have plenty of space for all of your goods.
I guess Windows lives on the 20 gig drive, and everything else lives on the spinning drive.
Yes.
You know, the Timeline line has been around for Acer for some time, predates the Ultrabook line.
Yeah,
I guess
I
the
actually
U
have
means
one myself.
Yeah, I always like the Timelines.
Me
the
too.
U means that, well, we're going to kind of do an Ultrabook, but it really is more like the original Timelines in size and capability.
Now, there are a couple of things that I wanted to point out about this. It does have a webcam up here, but it's only 1.3 megapixels, so it's not that great, but you know, it's okay if you're just doing a desktop replacement. I would say just stick a nice webcam up here, like one of the nice Logitech ones that are out now, the nice HD ones. Also, the screen, even though it's 14 inches, it's 1366 by 768.
It's pretty low res.
Yeah, it's very low res for what you can get these days. I've been doing a lot of studying recently because I want to buy a new Ultrabook for myself, and I'm looking at resolutions much better than that.
Yeah.
So it's not something that I would generally buy for myself. Also, I really like the design qualities of it. I like the fact that it's this brushed aluminum look.
Mm-hmm.
I like that it's so skinny.
It is pretty looking.
Yeah, I don't like the weight necessarily, but overall, it's got really nice design qualities. The screen feels really sturdy. You don't see it wiggle a whole lot when you push it back and forth like that. And also, I think it's a gorgeous laptop. I would just do this as a desktop replacement, though. If you're traveling around a whole lot, I would
there's
not
There's thinner
use
and
this.
Lighter, for sure.
Yeah, there's thinner and yeah. lighter. It has a backlit keyboard, and it's a full keyboard. You got a nice big shift key over here, which drives me nuts whenever you can't get those.
I see on the back two USB. They're probably mm-hmm. 2.0, given that it's Sandy Bridge. It's got HDMI, Ethernet jack on the back.
Yes.
Kensington lock port.
Yeah, it's got plenty of jacks. It also has USB 3.0.
Oh, it does have 3.
2.0.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
so
good.
It's
okay.
nice and speedy.
Okay,
it's
that's
got
great.
The HDMI port if you want to plug in a nice big yep. screen. And, of course, your drive over here.
That's amazing. SD card slot on the other side.
It has SD card on the other side. So overall, pros and cons, I would say the keyboard is really nice. I love that it's full and it's backlit. The design is great. And the audio, I gotta show you this.
Play some rock and roll music.
Let's see.
It's actually a pretty big sound.
Yeah. So I pulled up just a really old meme. I can turn it up so loud.
You know what? That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Not a rich bass, but it's certainly loud enough and clear enough.
It's really, really loud.
That's great.
Yeah. So overall, I'm going to give this guy a buy. The only cons that I had about this is that it's big and heavy. It's 4 pounds, or a little over 4 pounds, and that screen resolution.
That's disappointing. That yeah, although at that price point, I think it's probably
fairly typical. Put that in perspective. This that I have right here is the same screen resolution.
Right. And at a much smaller screen.
A 10.1 screen.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you. So, Shannon Morse, a buy for the Acer.
Yes, a buy.
Timeline U.
It's going to make a good gift for somebody.
Let's hope he or she is not watching right now. Don't tell her about the pros. I mean, the cons.
I won't tell her about the cons, just the pros.
Thank you, Shannon. Shannon produces the show, mm-hmm. and we welcome you, but is also the host of a number of other shows. You, of course, work at Hack 5 with Darren Kitchen. And you and Darren are doing a new show on the YouTube Tech Feed channel.
Yeah,
Tell us about that.
It's youtube.com/techfeed, and we do a show called ThreatWire, and it's all about social networking security and how to keep yourself and your internet safe.
ThreatWire.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
It's very newsy.
Thank you, Shannon. Appreciate it. Now, as you probably noticed, the old redhead's here, Chad Johnson. He doesn't have an Acer. He has an Asus.
I have an Asus.
Sometimes I confuse the two.
Yes. Very easy to confuse. And this is the...
Japanese, it's Asus.
Asus? Should I say that for this episode? This is the Asus VivoTab RT.
Okay.
And you were calling it a laptop, which most people would think, but I'm going to blow your mind here just a second.
Well, when you say RT, I'm thinking it's a Windows RT tablet.
And it's a Windows RT tablet, just like that. So this is actually I'm sort of reviewing two different products, the tablet and then also the keyboard dock.
Same resolution as the Surface RT, the Microsoft version.
Same. In fact, the internals are almost exactly the same. This is a Tegra 3 1.3 gigahertz processor. It has 2 gigabytes of RAM. It has 32 gigabytes of internal storage. It has that same The Surface has a 10.3-inch screen, and this is a 10.3-inch screen, and this has a 10.1-inch.
It's a little smaller. So it's a smaller resolution.
Same resolution.
Yeah.
And this is same Wi-Fi with B, G, and N. There is a 2-gigabyte front-facing camera and an 8-gigabyte rear-facing camera.
Isn't that funny? It beats the Acer on specs with both the front camera and the back camera.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then it comes with this keyboard dock. The keyboard dock has your USB port in it. There is no USB port on the tablet itself, which is a little bit of a departure from the Surface.
The Surface has one on the tablet.
But
then the Surface doesn't have a real keyboard. It just has that keyboard cover.
So. No. So, and then the problem I had with this keyboard is it is not a full-size keyboard. This is a teeny tiny little squished-down keyboard.
It looks a little more like a netbook keyboard.
It really does. Yeah. And that was a pain to type on.
Did you compare it to the Microsoft Type keyboard, though?
I did, and the Type was larger. The funny thing is that this is wide enough to take a full-size keyboard. It's just not tall enough. They took all the keys and they squished it down. Hmm. And that was to bring in this trackpad. The trackpad's a little bit larger than the keyboard surface cover. And then I assume that they needed some sort of internal space up here. Otherwise, they would have raised this keyboard up to give you a full-size keyboard. So I did have a problem with the keyboard. Now, the cool thing is that when you dock in this keyboard, you get extra battery life.
It's got a battery in it.
This has an internal, this has a battery in the keyboard. And unfortunately, another problem I had with the keyboard is that if you are to jump into any app and you click on anything that is typable, the on-screen keyboard on this...
What?
Pops up. And this is everywhere. This is absolutely everywhere.
You can't get rid of that?
You can't get rid of it. And
well, that's a big mistake.
I don't know what's going on. And in fact, I mean, me and a few
you played with it?
Folks,
you tried to fix that?
We digged into the settings to try to figure out, you know, what's going on. If you jump back over to the desktop mode, you can jump into your profile, your devices. Whoops, I did that incorrectly. Devices. You can check out. Anyway, you can check out, and there's a few. There's three named devices, but they're all named the same. So I feel like it was either on Asus on Asus's part, or it's not built into Windows 8 well enough that other keyboards.
You know, it's funny. On the Surface RT, sometimes it doesn't see the keyboard and that happens. But right. Most of the time, once it sees the keyboard, you no longer get the on-screen
keyboard.
Well,
that's keyboard. The thing.
I don't understand.
Maybe I did fail to mention. So once you click in here and it brings up that keyboard, the second that you hit any key, it goes away.
Then it goes away.
But it is super.
That's annoying.
It's hard to get into a groove yeah. when every time, if you're in a spreadsheet, if right. you're in anywhere, and just to move the cursor from one thing to the other, right. this your whole.
And it still pops up even though you typed a key.
Exactly. So
I think
it
that's
knows.
A deal breaker. I hate to tell you.
I agree. That's probably, once I get into my pros and cons, that'll okay. be my biggest con.
Yeah.
And on apps that don't really scale well, like Skype, it throws off the whole
right.
you know, aspect ratio. It's just a big pain in the butt.
How does it rotate? Does it rotate okay?
It rotates fine. Now, of course, when it's plugged in, it does. For
okay,
some reason,
good.
I didn't think all it right. would do that. So it does rotate. And it has all of the. There's a little bit of things with RT that are still not perfect. Like if I bring up Cut the Rope, and then I also bring in another thing that I'll pin over here. Cut the Rope for some reason stays at a 16:9 aspect ratio, so it becomes letterboxed in here.
It doesn't handle that.
Yeah, if it was
second window,
if it was
well.
Going
yeah.
to open up. But yeah. So there's a few. I see glitches with Windows 8, and I feel weird because I'm supposed to be reviewing the Asus VivoTab RT.
Yeah, but it comes with 8.
But
that's,
it comes with 8.
That's
so
part
it's
of
bundled.
The package.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I have to bring up that there are still a few buggy things with Windows 8. So my pros and cons. Pros is that the tablet itself feels thinner than the Surface because of its nice rounded corner design.
Right.
It's actually about the same.
It's not about, thinner. It just feels thinner.
It feels.
Yeah, Microsoft
that.
Made the square.
It made
the,
it square.
It feels about the same weight and.
But just those rounded corners,
a little bit more elegant.
It feels
yeah.
way more elegant. Yeah. And so I really like the hardware design of the
screen seems about the same.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big pro. My next pro is that you do have hard physical keys.
A real keyboard.
And another.
With extra battery.
With an extra battery.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Before I get into cons, at the moment, if you buy this tab, you will actually get a keyboard for free. This may not be a deal in the future. At the moment, like Newegg and Amazon are offering this until the end of December 31st. So right now, that's great. But just know that in the future, you may have to buy this smaller keyboard separately from the tablet.
Well, what's the deal today?
So the deal right now is $599.
Well, that's good.
Which is $100 in the base model Surface without a keyboard. But if you had a keyboard, that's about comparable.
It's comparable.
And that's with a nice external right. battery right. keyboard. So prices, I would say, comparable. Now, my cons. The biggest con is that the keyboard and tablet just wouldn't talk to each other.
That's more than a con. That's a deal breaker, ladies.
It was a deal breaker. So yeah. So that software integration. The next thing is that this is a smaller, non-full-size keyboard,
right.
and that really threw me off. I didn't think it would throw me off as much as it did, but I am so used to having a full-size keyboard, and having a teeny-tiny keyboard really was bad. The other thing is that this is a proprietary charger. So you can't run around with a micro SD charger and hope that you're going to get a charge. It's the same on the
Microsoft
bottom.
Did that too with the Surface RT. They have their own proprietary
right.
Magnetic charger there.
Right.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
So you need to have the Asus.
So you have to have the Asus
charger.
Which was
yeah.
a little bit of a bummer, and it's not the biggest con because, as you're saying, other people are doing that. If you were to buy a laptop,
right.
you'd have the same problem. So that was the Asus Vivo RT.
And
I would say
try buy. I'd say don't buy. Huh?
I'm going to say don't buy.
Yeah.
If you were only going to buy the tablet at a reduced cost, I'd say it's a great
nice
product.
Nice tablet. Yeah.
The integration with the keyboard just didn't feel solid. This trackpad is that plasticky sort of trackpad, and I didn't really like that. So with the keyboard integration, I'd say it's not really a not buy. But if it was just the tablet and maybe for a little bit less than $599, if you could find it later, I'd say that's a buy. But the whole kit and caboodle, I'd say don't buy.
Thank you, Chad Johnson. Not
Thank
only
you.
Produces Twit and MacBreak Weekly and Twig, but he also hosts a fabulous show.
Thank you.
on the network that we don't own.
On the OMG network.
It's making me angry now. When you first proposed that, I said, sure, with that crappy little show, you can have it. But now I want it. It's called OMG Craft, and it's a great show.
Thank you.
About Minecraft. Yeah. When do you do that?
We do that. We actually use the Twit facilities on Thursdays at 7 p.m., and that gets posted on omgcraft.com.
Not twit.tv.
Not twit.tv.
To my everlasting shame
Sorry
and
about
chagrin.
That, Leo.
No, it's fine.
Leo still loves us.
No, it's really
worth it. I'll give you this Vivo tablet.
No, I don't want it. It's well worth watching if you're into Minecraft. Even if you're not, it's a great show. Chad does a really, really good job. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I have two items that I think are kind of unusual and fun. But first, I want to remind you all of our videos are available on YouTube, youtube.com/twit. We're eventually, I don't know what the status of this, going to move it to its own Before You Buy channel on YouTube. That's in process for all of our shows. But for right now, all the Twit shows are still at youtube.com/twit. You can email us, byb@twit.tv. So if you've got a product you'd like us to review, you're saying, I'd love to find out what you think of this, please email us. We'd love to hear your ideas, your input, your feedback, byb@twit.tv. Our show today brought to you by our friends at Squarespace. A great place. If you're looking to set up a website, it's both hosting and software. It's kind of everything you need. They even do the domain name registration for you. So it makes it very easy to set up an exceptional website, starting with this new software, the Squarespace 6 software that's fantastic. It uses mobile responsive design. So even if you're being seen on a tiny screen or a giant screen, whatever screen size, your site is the same site. It looks great. All the templates handle this properly. And of course, when you upload images and that kind of thing, it automatically creates multiple image sizes. So there's always the right size image. Just gorgeous. You see how easy? You start with a designer template, and there are many to choose from, but then you customize it fully and completely. It uses HTML5, CSS, JavaScript, all the latest web technologies, but you don't have to know that. You just have to be able to point and click your way to a gorgeous site. Now, I should point out, if you're a pro, if you know how to use CSS and JavaScript, if you're an expert in Node.js and jQuery and all of that stuff, they have a fantastic interface for the pro programmer into this. So there's nothing you can't do. It really is completely open, completely accessible to you. Highly recommended for a photographer or an artist, anybody who has to do a portfolio. You know, you're an artist. You want your portfolio to look as good as your images. Squarespace will do that and make it very easy for you to update, to keep track of. And that mobile responsive design means your clients can come to see your portfolio on any device and it will always look exactly as you wanted. I know there are other companies that, you know, supposedly cater to the photographer or the designer. But you don't do it yourself. You can do it yourself in better and love it. And by the way, Squarespace never goes down. And can I look at these great stats too. Fantastic information about your visitors. So you know exactly who's visiting, how long they're spending, what pages they like, what pages they don't like. Now, all of this software runs on the best hosting platform ever. It never goes down. You combine the two, you'd probably pay a whole lot more for this than they're asking. You could try it free for 2 weeks, absolutely free, no credit card needed. At the end of the 2 weeks, if you decide to buy, they've got two plans. They've got the basic plan, $8 a month when you buy the annual plan. But I would recommend the unlimited plan. When you buy an annual package, it's $16 a month for everything, the hosting. You get a domain name free. They hook it up for free. They unlimited pages, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited files, a storage. It's just incredible for $16 a month. I'll go ahead, compare prices. You're not going to find anything like this. Supports all of the social media, everything you do. It's really great. Do me one favor. You can try it for free. You don't need a credit card. Just go to squarespace.com, click try it free. But if you decide to buy, do me one favor. Use Before You Buy 12 as the offer code. Actually, you're doing yourself a favor because you get 10% off your first purchase with any new account. You know, if you're buying an annual package at $16 a month, I don't know, what does that come out to? You're gonna save, you know, $20. It's a good deal. Squarespace, $24. Squarespace.com. And the offer code is Before You Buy, followed by the number 12. Give it a try. I think you're going to like it. So I was on the cruise, and there were a couple of optometrists on the cruise. And they said, Leo, we've got to show you This is so cool. This comes out of the UK, and they're going to start distributing it in the United States as well. And the company, it's called AdLens, is going to do something very interesting. Did you know that 1.3 billion people in the world need eyeglasses and don't have them?
Oh, wow.
They live in countries where they can't afford them. There's not proper eye care and so forth. So imagine, I mean, Shannon, you have pretty bad eyesight.
Contacts and glasses.
What if you didn't have those? Life would be very different.
Run into a brick wall.
Yeah. So many of us who wear glasses just kind of take it for granted. Mm-hmm. So the idea is when you buy, these are designed to be emergency or reserve glasses. You might put them in your glove compartment, have them in your vacation house, wherever, you know, you might lose your glasses. And for every pair that they sell in the U.S., they're going to give a pair to somebody in Rwanda for free. So I think that's really cool. It's like Tom's Shoes does
that's
that,
awesome.
Right? With the shoes.
Yeah.
Now, here's how these work. And I tried them, and they work amazingly well. They don't work for extreme prescriptions. They don't handle astigmatism. But what you do is you put them on and you turn the knobs until you can see perfectly. These are oil filled. There's two lenses with oil in between them. This is a brand new invention that lets you change the focal length of the lens. And once you have it right, you break these knobs off. Now, I know Chad was saying those are attractive. Well, you break. Now, admittedly, even these, for me, I have such a giant head. They don't look great. They're kind of John Lennon style glasses.
Look great.
But they're going to have other styles.
But you're going to see, Leo.
That's the point. You're going to be able to see if your glasses are broken or you've lost your glasses. You're going to be able to see. Really an incredible invention. And I just love the idea. If you want to find out about the nonprofit program, you can visit them online, visionforanation.org. Visionforanation.org. It's a program to provide eyeglasses, universal eyeglasses, to everyone in Rwanda, but it's going to spread around the rest of the world as well.
How much do they sell them for? Or are they donations?
You know, I'm not sure. I think it was a couple hundred bucks, but I'm not sure. So you'll have to check. You know, this is not so much a plug, a review as a plug, because I think it's a really great idea. But you'll have to buy them, probably from your optometrist, but you should check. And, of course, there'll be different pricing depending on the lenses and the frames and so forth. But I think this is a really clever idea. Look for it at an optometrist near you. This is called the AdLens Hemisphere. Pros and cons. I'll give you pros and cons. The pros are you can have them and make them work for almost any prescription. The cons are my prescription is so strong, I can see pretty well, but not perfectly, but that's fine. I can see well enough to drive to the optometrist and get a new pair of glasses, and it doesn't support things like astigmatism. It doesn't fix that, but it really did help. So for an emergency pair of glasses, I think a great idea, AdLens. And then, Shannon, you sent me this along, and this is something I'd shown before on the GizWiz, and I think this is a really great idea, and they're getting better and better. We've talked before about kits for kids. Mm-hmm. To get them used to electronics. Unfortunately, you know, when I grew up, there was something called Heathkit, where you'd put projects together, you'd do some soldering, you would build a radio, so forth. But of course, like chemistry kits, they're gone because they're too dangerous. We're not going to let kids play with electricity. So for kids aged and up, this is called Little Bits. You can get them wherever project kits are sold or on the Little Bits website. And the idea, this is $50 for this holiday kit. It's www.littlebits.cc. These are electronic kits that snap together via magnets. So there's no soldering involved. It's very easy. You can build a huge variety of things. You see the packaging is really fun, very clever. They show you all the different things. You get a 9-volt battery and connector. This is a light wire, right, that will light up. So you can do kind of holiday festive light wire. This is power. That's wire. That's a bright LED. There's a pulse LED. There's even a DC motor in here. And on the Little Bits website, they sell other components as well. So it's a whole system. And what's cool is it just snaps together via magnets. So it's easier to use even than Lego. And you can't really snap it together wrong because the magnets make sure the polarity is correct. And just like that.
That's so
cool. Isn't that clever? And so you can build a huge variety of projects. They have a good little kit that shows you how you do it and gives you some ideas for things that kids can do. 8 and up. And I'd say with parental supervision, you could even go younger if the kid is motivated to learn more about electronics. I really think that kids these days need to understand how the stuff that they're using goes together and works. And anything that can inspire kids to learn more about electronics is a great thing. Goodness knows we need more electronics wizards, see? It goes together and just, there we go.
You can't do it wrong, Leo.
You can't do it wrong. So isn't that cool? It even says on the device what it does and all that. Little bits.
And also that you can have integrated systems. I mean,
yeah.
It took me so long to realize that computers can talk to each other.
Right.
It's not hard.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And there's even, you know, the directionality and stuff. And as I said, they have a variety of other parts. So once you get the basic kit, and this gives you really everything you need from power to a motor. Once you get the basic kit, you can extend it kind of ad infinitum. This is their holiday kit. And it's very affordable. The original Little Bits, which I bought, I want to say it was a Kickstarter. It might have been an Indiegogo. It was a project. I bought it about a year ago. Was a lot more expensive than this. They've come down quite a bit. This is their holiday kit version 0.3. It's $50.
Yep.
Littlebits.cc. Isn't that cool? And they have some other things as well. I give it 2 thumbs up. Oh, no, that's the wrong show. Pros and cons. Well, the only con is it's a limited number of things that you can do with it. But the pros are this is a great way to get kids excited about electronics. And the price is right now, too. They've got the price down. Definitely a buy. Great holiday gift for a kid 8 and up who's interested in electronics. Well, that's it for this edition of Before You Buy. I want to thank all our reviewers, our technical director, Brian Burnett, Liz Romero, the ball bouncer, and sales assistant, Shannon Morse, our producer, and Chad Johnson. That's Brian. You're Chad. Chad Johnson, who's our regular producer for most of our big shows on the network, and of course, OMG Craft. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for doing the show. We do Before You Buy every Tuesday around about 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Let's see, 4 plus 12 is 6, add 9, add 8 is 2400 UTC, right at midnight UTC. So tune in late at night if you want to watch if you're on the UTC time zone.
We're doing a best of, too.
We're going to do best of for the holidays?
Yes, we are. Because
unfortunately, Tuesday's, well, not unfortunately, but unfortunately for us, Tuesday's Christmas. New Year's Eve is the following Tuesday, so we won't be working. But what we'd like you to do is help us put together a best of. This shouldn't be too hard. This show is only a few months old.
Choose your favorite gadgets and send them in.
twit.tv/best of. You can go to there. There's a form on our website. Please ignore the red asterisks that say required. Nothing's required. But as much information as you can give us, that will help. If you can tell us the name of the product or the show it was on, the day, the episode number. If you know the hours and minutes into the show that it was, you can also do that, but that's not necessary.
Or just write down the product that you like.
Product would be sufficient.
In the time, just write down the product.
Yeah, we will know because we have a database somewhere.
Yeah.
We do. I made
download
one.
The old YouTube videos.
I made one.
twit.tv/best of. They'll at least give us Christmas Day off. I don't know what we're going to do New Year's Day. We'll just take the day off. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you next week. And remember, you got to watch Before You Buy. See you later.